This is our devotional commentary for Psalm 91. I'm Pastor Doug Corlew. Welcome to the Abide Podcast, where we daily begin with the reading of God's Word. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God, in whom I trust. For he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and buckler. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only look with your eyes and see the recompense of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord your dwelling place, the Most High, who is my refuge, no evil shall be allowed to befall you, no plague come near your tent. For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. On their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone. You will tread on the lion and the adder, the young lion and the serpent you will trample underfoot. Because he holds fast to me in love, I will deliver him. I will protect him because he knows my name. When he calls to me, I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him and honor him. With long life I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. While the COVID pandemic stirred fear and anxiety in the hearts of people worldwide, many Christians found great comfort in Psalm 91. Others read this passage and were skeptical, or at least puzzled, by its claims. Thousands may die of pestilence and plague, but it will not come near you? In the real world, Christians seem no less immune to infectious diseases than non-Christians. And many godly people have been killed in war or have died in tragic accidents. Shall we conclude they weren't trusting God enough, or that God's promises failed them? Or is there another way to understand these extraordinary promises of Psalm 91? Yes, there is a better way. In the face of any danger or risk, the psalmist encourages us to find our shelter in the Lord, trusting four promises that he makes to his people. First, he covers every believer. Verses 1 through 4. For all who abide in him, the Lord is a shelter, shadow, refuge, and fortress. The psalmist states a general principle in verse 1, applies it to himself in verse 2, then recommends it for us in verses 3 and 4. As we take shelter in the Most High, he will be our personal shield and surrounding wall. The protection of the Almighty is versatile, comprehensive, and personal. Like a mother bird, God makes himself vulnerable to cover us with his wings. Second, he controls every threat. Verses 5 through 10. The promises of safety and survival are surely not to be understood as absolute and universal, with no exceptions or qualifications. Instead, the psalmist is telling us that God is the one who directs the flight of an arrow, rules the spread of a disease, and determines the number of days each person will live. So rather than giving in to hopeless pessimism or clinging to naive optimism, we should rest assured that this world operates under the loving and wise rule of our sovereign God. This does not mean I should live recklessly, But it does mean I can know for certain that today I am invincible, unless the Lord has other plans. Third, He commands every angel. Verses 11 through 13. The devil quoted this scripture to Jesus. So this in itself should warn us about carelessly citing Psalm 91. Satan wants us to think that God's promises have failed if he lets us suffer. But Jesus' own experience proves otherwise. The angels were sent to help Jesus do God's will, not avoid it. And God's angels are also sent out to serve us. Fourth, He answers every prayer. Verses 14 through 16. It's God Himself speaking in this last stanza, assuring us that we do matter to Him. As we call to Him in our troubles, the Lord hears and responds, promising to be with us always. And in Jesus Christ, He grants salvation and eternal life to all who trust in Him. Thanks for listening to the Abide Podcast. For more information about Summit Church of Alta, go to summitefc.com. And I'll meet you again next time as we abide, living daily in the Word.